This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Let's turn our attention to markets and find out why they're going up and whether you should be a bear or a bull. I want to bring in Kathy Boyle, the president of Chapin Hill Advisors. Kathy, good to have you with us here on Bloomberg.
Great to be here, Pim.
Kathy, are you still a bear?
I'm still very bearish, you bet.
Why are you still very bearish?
Where do we want to start? Europe meltdown, Israel, Gaza, fiscal cliff, no CapEx spending, no jobs.
But that's the whole point, is that we know all these things. So isn't that already baked into all of asset prices, or do we have a very inefficient market?
Well, right now, I think we have a lot of bulls who just think that the Fed is just going to continue to inflate us to kingdom come. And the same with Europe. They just think that they're just going to keep the pump going. And high-frequency traders are just going to work the small margins, and life is good.
You don't think that the pump will keep going?
I think the pump is having less and less effect. This last effect certainly has not had the effect that they thought it would, and it looks like they're running out of firepower.
When you say hasn't had the effect they thought it would, we looked at existing home sales today. They were up 2.1%. That was better than all the economists had predicted.
By a large margin, but we're just hitting where we were in 2001, 11 years ago.
But isn't that better than going down?
Sure, absolutely. But, you know, it's a lot of people think that the recovery is coming. Mm-hmm. Consumers are very optimistic. The sentiment numbers are very positive. We've been fed a lot of lines that a lot of people are wishing and hoping that it's good. And We all live in our little bubbles. A lot of people don't see the pain that's out there.
All right. Tell us about investing while looking through the bubble. What should you be doing with your money?
Well, it's very difficult. A lot of wealthy people are hanging on to a lot of cash because they're concerned, and a lot of people have been shifting more to private equity deals. They're a little upset at hedge funds, at the returns. They don't want to pay 2 and 20. But a lot of the private equity deals are taking a long time to come to fruition, so everybody's frustrated with a lack of deals that will give cash flow short term. So I see a lot of cash sitting on the sidelines. I think you have to be very careful of the trends that have been pushed. Junk bonds have a lot of risk. Dividend stocks, if this fiscal cliff doesn't get fixed, you're talking to 43%. So all the banks, all the utilities, anything with yield is going to get hurt because the tax rate is going to go up.
So, Kathy Boyle, do you believe that yields are going to increase? Will it become more expensive for the U.S. government to borrow money a year from now?
I do. I really do believe that the rates can only go up. And I think a lot of the trend, individual investors have fled the equity markets in the last, you know, year and a half. And they've piled into bonds at 1.6% because of the safety factor, the fear factor. And I think, unfortunately, investors don't learn and they go for things that are being sold. They want safety. They're running in fear. And I think rates are going to go up. And even a 1% move can have a giant effect on prices of treasuries.
Kathy Boyle, is there going to be a Grinch this Christmas or are we going to get a Santa Claus rally?
Well, I don't know. I think we might get a Thanksgiving rally right now, so you should be thankful for that and use it to reposition your portfolio.
Where do you reposition? You just told me that cash is where a lot of wealthy individuals have been putting their money, but you also write that we are experiencing inflation. If you keep your money in cash, inflation is just going to eat away at it.
It is. It is. So you want to have some inflation protection. I personally think gold will be higher in the next several years. So you want to certainly have some exposure to gold in your portfolio.
What guides you to gold? Is that we have negative real interest rates?
I think, well, we have inflation is hitting. Look at what you paid for a bag of groceries last year versus this year.
Indeed.
Look at what you're paying for your Con Ed bill or your NYSIG or whatever it is.
Or your Thanksgiving turkey.
Exactly, or your tofurkey if you're me. And you're paying more at the grocery store, you're paying more at the pump, you're paying more everywhere. And even if oil comes back down a bit, you're still going to be paying $3.50 a gallon.
All right, so what should you be paying for gold? $1,731 an ounce? Do you like that price?
I mean, it could bounce around in here. It might be steady. It might be flat in here for a bit, but I think if you have a longer-term horizon and you want an offset against inflation, you can't go wrong with starting to pick up some here. I think you want to be careful of some of the trends that have been taking place, and you want to look for defensive stocks. And you also want to look at hedging your portfolio, whether you have something active, like an active bear fund, or you go and buy options against your portfolio and stretch them out. Do some short-term, do some longer-term options, and put some protection in on your portfolio.
When you mentioned defensive stocks, what kind of companies are you thinking of?
Well, food stocks. You know, the Crafts of the world, their margins may get compressed, but corn is up, and prices at the grocery store are going to continue to go up.
Indeed. We heard reports from Tyson, for example, that it's getting more expensive to feed chickens because of the drought that has taken place in the center of the country.
Sure. Corn was up 38% through the summer. I mean, if you just had some exposure to that in your portfolio, I think you have to just be careful. You really you have a very difficult time being a long-term investor in these kinds of markets. I certainly think you could put some money into the dollar if you're aggressive and you're willing to.
But when you say put money into the dollar, does that mean keep it in treasuries or cash?
No, you could actually buy UUP.
Okay.
UUP is the actual power shares dollar.
Right.
It won't move quite in lockstep with the dollar, but you can do that. You can use managed futures account to get some currency exposure and exposure to some corn. Not for everyone, not for a lot of your portfolio, but a percentage. And you can also, if you watch some of these pipeline companies, you can get some yield by buying some pipeline companies, but you want to look at buying when to buy them.
I want to thank you very much. Always a pleasure. Kathy Boyle, President, Chapin Hill Advisors.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012, Bloomberg LP.